Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Email drivetime at RTE.ie.
Now, do you struggle to drink water? Well, many people admit to finding water boring and tasteless, with Hollywood actor Florence Pugh recently coming out as a non-water drinker, saying she survives solely on juice and tea instead. So, is tea and coffee an adequate substitute if you're feeling thirsty in this current hot spell? Well, Brendan Egan has been researching this. He's Associate Professor of Sport and Exercise Physiology at Dublin City University, and he joins us now. Brendan, you're very welcome to Drive Time.
Yeah, hi, thanks for having me.
So, can we survive on juice and tea and coffee and anything but water, or do we need water?
Well, like in a given day, you need around about, you know, 2-2.5 litres as an adult in terms of total fluid. And I suppose the word fluid is the operative word there, because it doesn't necessarily have to be water. But if you're talking about 2-2.5 litres worth of tea or juice, that's going to be a hell of an intake. So water does a large amount of the work for us here.
What advice would you have for people? And I know one person who literally just doesn't drink water. They hate it. They'll drink a lot of my wadi, for example. Like with
yeah,
that, because I mean, that is largely water.
Yeah, no, it's a common thing that people say, as you said in your introduction there, a lot of people say that water is boring, or they find it tasteless, or, you know, they struggle to drink the kind of quantities we're talking about. I mean, on one hand, you know, as I said, it doesn't have to be 2-2.5 litres worth of pure water. You know, there's lots of other ways to get fluid into the body. And in fact, for people who eat a lot of fruit and veg, they'll get, you know, a good chunk of their fluid intake over the course of a day will come from fruits and veg. You know, the idea that we get some from tea and coffee, that's often been said to be they're called diuretic sometimes. People say, well, you know, if you drink too much tea and coffee, you actually end up losing more fluid. And that actually is a myth. Well, where do we start? Do we want to dispel that myth?
Go on, absolutely.
Okay, well, you know, so a diuretic, the word that's referred to there, it's usually, in medical terms, we're usually talking about a drug, for example, that increases urine output. And in that scenario, a person really isn't consuming much fluid, yet they're producing a lot of urine. Now, that's not really the case when someone's drinking tea or coffee, because they're actually drinking a quantity of fluid anyway. And so if you were to drink a pint of water, for example, and compare that to drinking a pint of tea, roughly speaking, the same amount of fluid would be, or urine would be produced. It's a very, very minor difference, to the extent that we wouldn't even call it a diuretic. So I think the myth comes from the fact that if you do take high doses of caffeine, so for example, an athlete who would use very, very high doses of caffeine in tablet form or in powder form, that can be a diuretic. But the quantities that are present in tea and coffee, you know, unless you're drinking very, very large amounts, that's not going to produce an increase in urine output above and beyond what's happening just because you're drinking more fluid anyway.
Can I ask you about this idea of the emotional support water bottle? I have one of those. I really don't go anywhere without like a really big water bottle. I have it right beside me right now because I panic. Like, my husband jokes about this all the time, that I panic if I don't have water with me.
Emotional support. I haven't heard that. Yeah. So, I mean, there are a couple of hacks around consuming more fluid. And it is one of the major ones is to have a water bottle, especially one that's got measurements on it, because that kind of gives a sense of what is needed over the course of a day. And your bottle, if it's big enough, is probably something like 1 litre or 1.5 litres or 2 litres. And it's kind of, I've seen these ones where it's giving you tips on exactly how much to drink at each time of the day and so on. Now, you know, is that needed? I mean, thirst is a very good indicator for an awful lot of people. In the sense that, you know, a slight amount of dehydration will initiate the thirst response, and people will then, over time, if they've got access to water or fluids, will drink and restore your hydration levels. I suppose you often hear, well, thirst isn't a good indicator, and that would be true in the case of, say, again, in athletes, where we don't really want to allow any dehydration to occur in most situations, because it can impact on performance. But in most people in the general population, you know, assuming their thirst is working the way it should, they will kind of come back to normal hydration just by following those thirst cues.
Fizzy drinks. Does that, fizzy like, drinks. How is that for hydration? You know, if you're sort of,
yeah,
I know, so they're really bad for you from, like, you know, other reasons,
well,
but.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. So, like, I mean, if you use the words I said at the start, that, you know, all fluids count, someone might turn around and say, well, did he not, well, if he said all fluids count, then surely, you know, fizzy drinks are useful. But as you rightly point out there, I mean, the evidence and the advice is really clear about added sugars, and the, you know, the ideal scenario is we're avoiding large amounts of added sugars within the diet. So consuming them in the form of fizzy drinks is, you know, it's a pretty bad idea. So no, I wouldn't be using fizzy drinks as a means to achieve hydration levels.
Can you drink too much water? Like, I know you can drink way, like in extreme excess, but like, is it bad for you to drink a lot of water?
Yeah, like, I mean, as you say, there is a condition called hyponatremia, which is particularly where someone drinks a lot of plain water in a scenario where they're also losing a lot of sweat. And as a result, it dilutes the blood, for want of a better word. That could cause all kinds of knock-on effects, health effects, and it can actually cause death in certain cases. So, but that is really extreme. You know, that's losing several litres of fluid through sweat an hour while also just drinking several litres of fluid in the form of water. So most people, you know, never really come close to that in the context that we're talking about. Even on hot days like we're having at the moment, you know, people will lose a small bit of sweat as long as they're not, you know, if we're talking about at rest rather than exercising. And, you know, drinking fluid to match that is not actually going to be too much, no.
Okay, well, this conversation's made me thirsty, Brendan. I'm off to drink my big bottle of water. But thank you very much for joining us with your expertise. That's Brendan Egan, Associate Professor of Sport and Exercise Physiology at Dublin City University.